Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
Okay, this one is a goodie. Trying to put this into a written blog podcast was a little difficult because we went off the rails. While we were in London, we got to meet up with Scummy Mummies. We have had mom crushes on them for years, and to meet them in person exceeded expectations. We had the best time with them. We wish we lived in the same city as them. We laughed so hard and we had so much in common, and we can't wait for you to watch this to see what it's like when four people, two couples from different countries, come together with the same damn sense of humor.
Our listeners know this, and we'll say it again. We were bad. We used to go get high.
You guys seem like you were bad.
We were naughty. We were bad. And then we did our thing, and then we came back in motherhood.
Welcome to the new series, Cocktails and Conversation with Kat and Nat.
And we've decided to bring you all of these conversations with people that we like to have, where there's a little bit of wisdom, always hilarity and hilaria. Yes. Some famous, some just cool, some drink, some don't drink, but there's always a conversation.
Cheers, join us.
Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And oh my god, who have we got on the podcast, Helen?
We've got Kat and Nat.
Kat and Nat, which is almost an anagram of Canada, where you're from.
Did you even know that?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I never
an anagram,
that.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means like a collaboration of
words together. Got it, anagram.
Anagram. Yeah.
A combination.
It's letters rearranged. You can make Canada out of... I've lost you already.
There's no tea in Canada.
No,
well, that's what I said. Almost, that's where it's still raised.
Oh, yeah.
You're nitpicking. You're nitpicking.
Canada.
So anyway,
Canada.
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 that. Thank you.
That sounds like a lovely drink.
Cheers.
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 Anyway, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Kat and Nat are an amazing dynamic duo. They're two mums. They're friends. They've got seven children between them. And they're a fucking internet sensation.
So are you guys.
Oh, no. This is our to blow.
I know, but we are.
You guys are. Okay. You know what? Here's to women. The four of us.
Oh,
internet sensation. There we go. Okay, cheers.
We need more drinks.
We need a pitcher of margaritas.
I tell you what's weird, because I always find it weird when people say to us, oh, it's weird meeting you in real life.
It
is actually weird meeting you in real life.
I don't feel it's weird. I think I know you.
I know. No, this one was actually weird.
Really?
Because, like, we met some other people earlier, but seeing you guys, it's like, just your faces are so distinct, and it's so you, and I feel like I know you so well, because I've looked at your faces so much.
No, I feel like I know you, and you're the same. You'll be happy to know they are who they are online.
We're not that good.
You're lovely and hilarious, and she got naked in front of us within 2.5 seconds.
Top off, straight away.
I'll do a wee in front of you by the end of the podcast.
I can't wait. It's a naked podcast. We didn't know about it.
You guys always do such bright colors. That's so,
I'm always a hot pink girl.
Wow.
Yeah, and I like a red. Do you two like a neutral, I see?
I don't mean to. I like a hot, but the makeup artist says if you go heavy on the eyes, you'll light on the lips.
See, here's the thing. You have a makeup artist. Because we have a lot in common, right? We're a double act, you're a double act. Yeah, okay. A lot on the Instagram and the socials, and we are as well. You do a live show, we do a live show.
I know, this is so fun.
Yes. And Ellie's real name is Ellen, so we're actually Helen and Ellen.
Why aren't you guys? You guys need to be the Helen and Ellen.
But then we feel like we're like, who the fuck cares?
You can't make an anagram of England out of Helen and Ellen.
Hell on wheels. You know what I mean? There's no W, but who the fuck cares? That anagram can be anything.
Like there's too much Helen in that and not enough Helen. But anyway. So we've got a lot in common, but let's talk about the differences. Like, you have like makeup artists, you've flown here from Canada to do yours, you fly around the world. We do our own makeup, as you've literally just seen.
Well, just so you know, it's a very light show tomorrow. We don't have many people coming, so debatable whether this is our first international show, but we did hear that it's a holiday, so you're making us feel a wee bit better.
It is a hard time. And also, you have us in the audience, and we're at least five women each.
Okay, she lasts like 50
chocolates. You know what? I have to tell you, just knowing people, like there's Clemmie Telford's coming too, and I feel like just knowing people, like you guys, like if they're like you, I don't care how many people are in the audience, because I feel like we will have fun.
Because
when we do our show, probably like you guys, we don't do a show for people to watch, we do a show for people to hang out. Like, so it's like we're in a living room chit-chatting and having fucking fun with strippers.
We need strippers. We should get strippers.
You should definitely get strippers.
You have no idea.
Can we have your strippers?
Yeah, well, they're coming tonight.
Oh, you'll meet them.
You'll meet them.
We don't leave home without them.
You need a stripper.
You are hoping. Their dicks are so big.
Don't go full banana.
But they should here.
Because they're so big, you could see it just perfectly.
With the UK, you want full banana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We want all the bananas.
Okay, all right.
I want a bunch of bananas in my mouth. We're going to share the bananas.
I think banana is the best word said with a British accent.
Banana. We're going to get banana. You know what?
Banana.
They believe the UK women would love the full banana. So we're bringing out the banana.
Can I have the full banana, please?
They want dick.
You've got all these people. You've got people. We've got my dad. My dad joins us.
That's my favorite thing in the
your
world.
Your dad where?
Yeah, they drive him around for 2 hours.
That's so funny.
The whole way. They chirp him. And the poor man. And he drives and you chirp him. And I die.
Yeah. Does he still drive you around?
Yeah, just about. He's got another glaucoma test in a couple of years, and that'll probably be an end of it. But he does. He's also got quite a lot of points for speeding. But so far, he's driving us around.
Yeah. And it works very well because, you know, he's been an actor and a comedian for 50 years.
Oh!
So he knows the shit, right? He knows when to chat, but also when we're like, fuck, we've got to prepare for a show, he shuts up and just lets us get on with it. Mm. And after the show, there he is holding 2 pints of beer.
And we have strippers holding pints of beer. We could call them daddy if we wanted.
That's weird. Now I'm thinking about my dad in the wrong context. That's weird.
She gets drunk off one drink. But I have to tell you, not me. That thing about your dad being a comedian, do you think that like comedy and great sense of humor and being funny is a gene?
Ooh,
Are you inherent?
Like you mean like
you say it's like bones, don't you? You say
what? In your bones. Like I think people have.
Do you know what
bones.
Bony means in Canada?
Yes, but I'm glad you did the hand gesture, just in case we didn't. So you made that very clear.
First of all, I remember we took this like class in 12th grade, and it said if you were to find a partner, list what you would want your partner to have. And I thought over good looks, money, everything. I want to have a husband with an amazing sense of humor that's really funny too. Because you can have a good sense of humor but not be funny. You know what I mean? It's like you can get jokes but you don't know how to make them.
Yeah.
So I thought that was gonna be it. I ended up marrying this guy. Not funny.
Oh, wow. Really?
I had 4 kids.
Oh.
First one.
Not funny. Not funny. Third one, not funny. She's holding up fingers, listeners, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm going through my kids. My last one,
did something funny once. But that since then, nothing.
Funny looking?
Are your kids funny?
Yeah.
Charlie's definitely, that's Ellie's.
Yeah, longest. Charlie's got quite dry, quiet wit. And Joe likes the attention. He likes to, he's got these.
And my kids are show-offs. Like, they love attention and they love the stage. Like,
but are they funny?
Yeah, I think they're funny. I think Hugo, my youngest, he's quite well observed. Like, he'll observe something and then say something kind of sharp. And Matilda is really funny anyway, but they've just discovered swears because they're like 11.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 11,
yeah.
Like, that's late.
Swears aren't funny.
No, but like to say out aloud.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It becomes less funny once they use it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like last night, my daughter told my son to just go, just fuck off. And I was like,
that's cute. How old is she?
Yeah, 11.
Kind of sweet.
Oh, that's a bit old.
If I was 3, that would be really funny.
11?
She meant it. Yes, and this is probably a mistake. I've let my 8-year-old son Charlie start watching Hell's Kitchen. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Ramsey. And so the agreement is that he can watch it as long as he doesn't repeat the swears.
Absolutely.
But of course, once you ingest something repeatedly. So the other day, Pete went to wash his hair in the bath and he went, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh my God. Oh my God, I love it.
But your daughter yells at her, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and she gives the finger to everyone. She's 4 and she's at a restaurant and she goes like this to the waitstaff.
No, it's so cute at this age.
And very slow like this. And I'm like, you can't get all the kids laugh because she's the youngest.
Yeah.
My kids are all funny.
They actually are.
But
are we sure about Claire?
She's funny.
She's not three funny.
She's funny. She says funny things. But no one in my family is funny. Mm-hmm. Go fit, right? I'm the funniest.
Yeah, you are.
But they're all inappropriate. My dad's actually funny.
You're right. You're a funny one.
I'm the funniest.
And you two grew up together, is that right? Uh-huh. How old were you when you met?
We were in 9th grade when we met.
What's that in English?
That's year 9.
You're nine.
Okay. That's such a complex equation. I could never work that out.
My daughter plays soccer, and they do all the U's of the years, and it fucks me up because she changes U's every year because she ages every year. So it's like you're 9, you're 10, you're 8, you're 7. I'm like, what the hell is? It's the year they're born.
Oh,
is that what you guys?
No idea.
But U9 is like high school. Like I'm
U9.
14 or 15.
Yeah,
that's not.
Yeah, that's the same. And in Australia.
So you met. Did you like each other instantly?
We weren't very deep with each other.
Right.
We use our listeners know this, and we'll say it again. We were bad. We used to go get high.
You guys seem like you were bad.
We were naughty. We were bad. And then we did our thing, and then we came back in motherhood.
So in high school,
this was in Toronto?
Yeah, in Toronto.
Toronto proper.
To live in. And we would find each other outside the school, not in class. And then we would...
Skip school.
Her mom was a working mom, and so there's nobody at home. So we would go and we'd smoke joints there.
Yeah.
And then we'd eat bagels and cheese and all that.
Awesome.
Just bagels and cheese. That's all that was in the fridge. And then I would, attempt to go back to school. And she's like, I don't know if I'm going back there. And I'd go, and then I'd go to class. And be like, why are I so red, Natalie? And I'd be embarrassed. I'd leave. And then it was motherhood that we found each other on Facebook. We were the only people that had babies. We met, and our friendship got deep.
And when did you start having babies? When was that? So your eldest the same?
Oh, no!
Wait, yeah, bring it.
Yes!
What about you guys? Have you always been friends?
We're not friends now.
People say that too.
You feel very... You don't seem to know each other well.
No.
No,
we met... we met doing stand-up comedy.
You're actual comedians? Oh, fuck, now
I'm
scared.
Surprised by that.
No, I mean, like, we're not real.
No, I know. That's why I'm a little intimidated that they're going to be there tomorrow. Like, we should get them drunk before so they don't remember.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm going to do this.
What the hell is going on?
Well, I was going to go no ice, but it makes me...
You're the best.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
Stefan.
Thank you, Stefan.
Stefan, right?
Yeah. He puts the phone.
Are you from Paris? Paris?
She's from North America. She thinks everyone in Europe is from Paris. Sorry.
Where are you from?
Slovakia.
Oh, Slovakia. Stefan.
She told me last night the other day the
Thank
bar
you.
Was French. I'm definitely not French.
Well, you just want everyone to be French, don't you?
Yes, Stefan.
Helen can do a French accent, can't
Stefan.
You?
Stefan.
Oui, oui. My name is Pierre. I'd like to give you a drink.
Oui, oui.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. Oui, I would like to. It's more like.
Et voulez-vous que j'aille avec moi ce soir avec les cochons, mais dans la poubelle.
French.
I love my mom is French.
Is
she?
Guys,
I'm eating chicken. And I have my four kids go to French school, so they all speak French.
Oh.
My husband's American, doesn't know one word.
No.
I didn't go to school, so I don't remember, but my mom speaks French.
Oh.
It's very cute. Trades internationally, as you would say.
Exactly.
Can I ask you guys a really important question?
Yes. It's not going to be important.
Is it
No. Okay. In sex, in doing it.
That's a leap, isn't it? 1 minute we're chatting to a fucking waiter. Now we're talking about boning. All right, let's
step on, turn her on.
Cat's moist. That's what we're saying. It's not like we've never taken that sort of tangent on this podcast before.
I'm curious how long you would like the bedroom Olympics to last.
Yeah. If it was a magic
first of all, do you like it?
Oh, it's lovely. It's a lovely thing to do.
Lovely. Like, you're horny often.
Yeah, that's a nice. That's
you
a
talking
nice...
about it like having afternoon tea.
I know.
It's a lovely thing to do.
Are you on our same page?
I like it. I'm into it. I wouldn't say, you know, I'm up for it.
You're up for it.
Anyone's out there.
All the time.
So you guys, like, do it.
Not to very often. I'm making a face. We did it last night. Because we went on a date night.
Yeah, and that's universal sex.
We got home, right, and he was like, right, and I was like, so? And he's like, I'll put the fire on. And I was like, oh, and he's like, I'll put the Netflix on. Yeah, we finished watching that murder thing.
Yeah.
I was like, we've just spent fucking £200 on dinner.
Yeah.
We could go upstairs and have a little, she would say,
shag. And you would say shag, right? Did you say shag?
That's a bit old fashioned. You sound a bit like Mary Poppins when you say
you want to fuck.
What?
Hold on. She said if we say shag, we sound like Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins talks about shagging.
What do you say?
You've obviously not seen Mary Poppins 2, The Shagging Years.
What do you say?
What did I say? I think I said, well, you know.
You
said
you invited him up. Come on, let's go
come
do
on
a,
now.
Let's go to have a tussle.
And how did he feel about that?
Well, so then we had a little bit of a rub, because then he was like, I was like, you know, because, you know, we it's date night, right? So we've gone to see a show that I bought him tickets for for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And
show?
It was called Upstart Crow.
Okay.
And it's a comedy about Shakespeare. I didn't want to fucking see it. I've got no interest, but that's what he asked for his Christmas present.
Perfect.
So
she's
She's
not a witch.
She's a
lady.
So by compensation for taking him to the show, I made him take me to a seafood restaurant. Yeah. Now, bear in mind, he's allergic to shellfish.
Oh,
so that was quite...
Okay, got it. Wild move.
But then we went with some cocktails, and it was all very nice.
Yeah.
Then when I got home, but by the time we're in the taxi, I'm like, well...
All right, come on now.
Let's...
You're making out in the taxi.
No, just chatting about, you know, our son's guitar lessons. But, you know, I was thinking, you know...
In your head. You were horny in what...
We're always thinking about how to not do it.
I usually am, but... You know, come on, you know when you're on a date night, you know surely it's in the air.
You're
excited about it.
Yeah, tonight, I'll be jogging bottoms on, fire on, don't touch me, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry,
jogging on, bottoms on. I've been putting on my jogging bottoms.
I don't have jogging bottoms.
Is that like
tracksuit? We have
tracksuit pants.
We have leggings. Yeah. We wear leggings.
Oh my God, no, but hers probably are like loose.
We actually have a joke in the show where we have jogging bottoms, but we make them sexy by making them crotchless. We cut a hole in them. So
Need to film our show and send you, because you guys, when do you go back to Canada?
Sunday.
Okay. I'm staying here to shag my husband for a few days in London.
See? So I
said she has to go to Pound Town.
She told me
I'm like, you have to go to Pound Town when you're here.
Yes.
But then we had kind of a row because, like, then I was like, oh, I thought, you know, what do you mean put the Netflix on, put the fire on, it's date night, right?
Hey.
And he was like, oh, no, you're right, I just wasn't thinking about it.
He wasn't thinking about having sex. So you could have gone to bed and
you can imagine how well I took that.
You give it up too much, that's why.
And how long did it last?
It was a good... I'm trying to think. I did not check my watch. Now I wish I had. There should be an app on your Fitbit.
Well, so
you
we
do foreplay and you switch positions.
Yeah, no, you need to impart some Canadian love.
Okay, so we believe that if you can do it faster, it's better. Because we don't... I don't want to go all night. I want to go fast and quick. And if you can land the plane fast... You're a fucking winner. You're going to get it more often. Yeah. You know, we're all getting to the end goal. What's the in-between about? No, you like the in-between.
I'm in Top Gun. I want the loop-the-loop. I want the double 69er. I want the upside down, 69er. Round and round. I want landing on a fucking aircraft character. I want someone to fall out of the plane and die in the sea.
You want Cirque du Soleil.
You too.
Doing it very often, you might as well do it properly.
That's funny. When we went back when we first started, we had little kids, and I was saying like, I don't want to do it. She's like, don't worry, I don't feel like doing it either. She goes, and I was like, so she goes, so Chelsea in the park pushing the swings. I don't do it often, Nat, but when I do it,
make it good.
I'm really good at it.
Right.
I take home fucking run. Unless you're just, you ever just not
outfits.
In the mood.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. No heels, outfits.
No, I'm like, you're lucky to get it. You know, it's, you're lucky to have this pristine vagina.
Here's
like,
your outfit.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to take it off anyways. What's the point? Like, it's just uncomfortable.
It's lingerie a thing in London.
I used to, in the beginning with Pete, I used to wear outfits like in my 20s.
What
And then one day he was just like, to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't like these.
It's what it's like. It's like I used to do a thing with this comedian called Dara O'Brien, and he has a whole routine about how it's just wrapping paper. Like, who gives a fuck about wrapping? You like a kid Christmas,
loves
what the fuck do you care about
wrapping paper?
You like, see, that's...
What about your
accessories?
No, I remember, like, we've been together for 21 years, me and my husband.
It's a bit long.
It's a long time. Like,
whoa.
22 years.
It's actually 12 years over. Wait, it should be 10 years per person. Go on.
Oh, I'll let him know. He owes me. But yeah, like, I remember from the get-go, like, it wasn't fancy, but he was like, you know, you don't have to shave your legs. You don't have to make an effort. No.
They're North American.
Nice,
they're not going to understand.
He was a modern man.
Wow.
But he, you know, it's not like he doesn't like the performance and
the show. He's here for
the show. He loves it when I touch
him. I like you're moving your hands like he's wading through the hair now.
Actually, you guys look like you, but they look like they'd be fun in bed.
I want to
be. Like they're energetic.
I know.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's just all sleep together.
I feel like the season is coming.
Yes.
It's just not here yet.
Right.
Like, it needs to be, like, we need to be richer.
Right, okay.
Oh, I see. Like, you
money gets like horny.
Like a rotating bed? Like a round bed?
No,
like a decent proposal.
No, I feel like there's so many, like, issues, like budget and meetings and and it's so boring. Like,
let's get rich and have sex.
Yeah, let's just, like, let's
sense.
Just get on
that
a...
That is the best argument for socialism I've ever heard. That capitalism is preventing you from having sex.
Yeah.
Economics is what's keeping your hole closed.
Taxes. Taxes are a problem.
He can never be rich enough, but he'll get more rich and then I'll have to be more
I just feel like if there was no, you know, because often people stress about life and it's usually because of money, because you can't afford this.
No, you've got the list.
The list.
You don't have to put a penis in a vat.
I can't.
You know why?
I know too. If you were richer, you'd actually go on vacation.
Yeah, like dates
and
vacation.
We don't get to go anywhere because
we've
got to pay the bills.
Like, we'd roll around on a beach and, you know, like in the sand and it wouldn't hurt my
vagina.
No,
it would hurt.
No, it wouldn't because you're so rich, it doesn't hurt.
Don't go on the beach. No.
Gold.
So do you have the same attitude to sex?
Yes, in North American, I think often have a. You guys are much more.
I don't know.
You don't know, it's just them.
Are you? I know. I mean, like, you know from your followers, right?
So yes.
Most of your followers
don't like sex.
No, I don't.
That's
what I tell my husband.
That's
facts. I'm a window into Canadian holes, basically.
I think, like my husband says, I don't drive on, like, highways, and there's things that I don't like to do, so I always like to come with backup of all the people I've ever heard who don't drive on highways or aren't horny or all these things.
No, majority of women.
You know what?
Let's ask them.
I think
that we hear the people who don't want to do it because we want to feel like it's okay that we don't.
Yeah, and you're right. And we have a whole... And I, like I say, I'm at the moment feeling very jolly because I had sex last night. But most of the time, I
Wait, you feel but jolly the next day after having it?
I always like going, I've had sex.
Then your husband's like, with who?
I had sex, it's done. I'm safe for
a few. I do feel like it's checked off.
It's like checked off.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Yeah. You know, we do have a bit in our show about, which always gets a huge response from the audience, okay, about lack of sex, and we joke about it.
Good.
And we do a bit where I actually have sex. We role play it, and I'm the man, and I have sex with Helen over a washing machine, and like while I'm doing her from behind, I turn her on by saying like, oh yeah, I took the cat litter tray out earlier.
Okay, yeah.
I finished the toilet roll and I replaced it with another toilet roll.
Oh god, she's like a song.
Yeah, we play porn music in the background.
You guys have to know. We have no script for our show. We go ad lib
entire. This is really exciting.
This is cool.
So excited.
We never, ever, ever.
It's different every time.
Wow. You can ask them. We're like, today we're actually doing this, and they're like, oh fucking
okay. I did my kids do an improv over. We had like a family day weekend. It's a holiday. We call it family day. We just wanted an extra day off, so we got one. Okay. And I took them to improv. And I taught the kids, like, there's no script. And I was like, oh, yeah, they're just like us.
Yeah, just like us. Yeah.
And the reason isn't because we want to be improv, it's because we could never memorize anything or stay on track. Always falls off
the rails. And we're not writers. So we just go. We just fucking roll.
We're not clever.
So in a nutshell, can you kind of explain to our listeners, because we've got listeners in Canada and the States, if they want to come and see your amazing live show, what will they expect? What can they expect?
You know, I will say that... it is like we sat in our living room and never went out as moms with a lot of children, and no one invited us out. I don't know if that's on us or what. Anyway,
we say this in the show. My mother always says, because I've got two, she's got two, and my mum was very keen that I didn't have a third because she knew she'd end up looking after. She lives very near me, so blah blah blah. And she used to say to me, "No one invites you to tea if you've got three."
There you go. So we don't get invited anywhere.
That's a British saying.
We'll get it cross stitched on a
platform. On a Union Jack.
Yeah.
That's pretty. I love mom quotes like that.
So we were like, well, we just sat there and we just wanted to drink and have fun, but we never got invited. So finally we're like, you know what? We're going to make it a show. We're going to make a night out for women where they can come and leave their shit at the door and have permission to have fun. So rather than us sitting there and being like, oh, this is a show. This is about you having fun, and we're going to bring strippers and a DJ, and it's like you're in our living room and we want to host you.
Yeah, and the best night out.
And it's just
have.
Like you can laugh and we can talk and we involve the audience, and it's more.
We designed it based on what we were desiring of a night out.
And in our
you only go out like once a year or once every few months.
This is the thing. This is, we get so many women who come out going, I haven't been out for months. And they get all their friends together, and then we'll get some of the new moms who like, I have to pump.
They show me their tits.
Yeah.
And they have to go and pump their breasts in the, yes, in the interval. But it's a joy because you've been there. Mm-hmm. You've walked a mile in their shoes. Yes.
And I wish that I could have had a show like yours, which I haven't seen, but I know you guys, and you're exactly what I would have needed. And our night is exactly what I needed too. Like, I needed that.
It sounds like you did it more consciously. Like, you set out to go, like, this is what we need. Whereas we set out, because we met doing solo comedies, like, on our own. And I met Helen.
Oh my God, you guys are both stand up comics. That's so scary.
I'd only done 3 gigs when I met Helen. And it was my 3rd gig, and she came on the stage, and she'd had a break after having kids, and I thought she was just brilliant. She was doing jokes about being a mum and being married, and it was great. But then, even then, we carried on for months just doing solo stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we never kind of sat down and, like, this is what we're going to do. We did sit down and go, we're going to do a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then over a couple of years, we realised exactly what you're saying. It became this place for mums to go.
Yeah.
We get a lot of mums, because we do meet and greet afterwards, like you, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we get a lot of mums saying, I've never been to comedy before, or I've been to comedy, but I got put off because it was all blokes talking about wanking and online dating.
We don't have joke. We don't have butter boom. Like, we just have, like, a conversation that is often about what, which is fucking hilarious, because of course, no one talks about what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys, I'm just trying to set up your expectations.
Stop it.
We're not fucking comedians.
Stop it.
Do you two still ever do individual stand-up?
No.
You did the Melbourne
Festival. I did a Melbourne Comedy Festival about 3 years ago.
Do you miss it?
No, because stand-up is wonderful and it's exciting, but it's lonely as well. Like, if you're the only person on stage...
Yeah, yeah.
And if it goes well, great, but you've got no one to kind of go, oh, my God, we did this together.
Oh, my God. We've done a show, I'm not going to name the city, where we walked out and and they had a great time.
Yeah.
But some people come just to listen to you talk, not for the shit show, right? Like, they just want to hear you talk, because we also have a podcast, so but that's not like the, you know, just talk.
Yeah.
And it was silent, and then we'd say something, and I'm like, okay, God. And we remember,
so you got nothing.
The
got
second nothing time around.
That was a joke!
It was 1,300 people. It sold out, like, front and front.
1,300 people?
Yeah, most of our theaters are, like, 1,100 to, like, 2,500.
That is amazing. We've done
800.
800.
And they were silent, but it's because they were all on the edge of the seat listening. I was like, that's a joke. Now, we did go back and do 2 more shows there, so we were and they were more rowdy, but I think they didn't know what to expect.
It was
a Sunday night too.
It's bullshit.
And we would do, you know, when we were on a tour, we would go for like a week, so we had all the nights of the week, and there was no way to miss one. But I was about to say something and I just forgot.
It's gone.
I enjoyed that moment though, that feels like we've shared a new level of intimacy.
Can we share a Sunday night? So we did the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, and it was every night. We did it for 24...
What?
25 nights, 25 with one night off in the middle.
In a row?
Yes, mate. Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. So it was really full on.
That makes me feel nauseous.
It was great. We lived in an apartment and it was lovely.
We said to the booker, we were like, we want an apartment that a single gay man would live in. That's what we want you to
do. So
that
was
the
brilliant thing.
Yeah.
And it was basically on this lovely street in Prince Street, which is a famous street in Edinburgh, like the equivalent of like Broadway, basically.
Yeah, it was like living in Oxford Street. It's like living in
beautiful, huge.
The centre of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had this, I would say, amazing.
We spent a lot.
We only had to do an hour a night, right? So we would
long fucking time, an hour of talking.
Yeah.
We have strippers and DJs. Wow.
But we do a like comedy show as well, so we know what we're going to say.
Okay,
we have improv bits in it, but we kind of, we have songs that we sing that we know we're going to sing, right? We have songs that we look at each other and we go, here we go again, I'm going to kill myself, but let's kill this.
Okay, right. You do it.
We're like Michael Bublé, that's what I'm saying. That's what I got from you. So the show was like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Finish the show at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Go and get something to eat. Maybe the little Mexican down the road.
Very nice Mexican.
And then go drinking in the artist's bar till 3.
Yeah.
And then we go
party.
Yeah.
Party, dudes. It's Scotland. You're not going to fuck
out. Our kids and husbands, it was the summer holiday, so it was all of August.
They were there too?
No.
They came up for a little bit.
They came up for 2 days.
And then, but you had 25 days of single gay women.
Gay men. Yeah.
And you went up till 3 in the morning.
Then we walk home, maybe get a kebab.
And more food. And the kebab.
I think it's chicken on a stick.
Okay. It's like a sliced, it looks like an elephant's leg.
Yeah. That's called a gyro where we're from.
No, it's called a shawarma.
A shawarma where we're from.
So then we'd have a lion. Maybe go for a run.
A lion?
Wait, I think that's a sleeping.
Oh, I thought it was an animal. Okay, a lion.
A lion. That was a lion.
A lion. We go for a long, sometimes very expensive lunch.
Yes, very expensive.
I don't even say walk.
Our accountant is very forgiving. Let's just say that there was a lot of business.
Entertaining, a lot of entertaining. And then we'd have a nap. And then we'd go and do our job.
Then actually, that would be amazing.
You could do that for 25 nights, lads.
You could do
it. You stay out for, do you really go out every night till 3 in the morning? Like, or no, most nights?
Really, I'm going to say 90%.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you guys, number one, I crave my own bed like somebody else's
So you, do you feel, someone once described it as like a piece of elastic, right? That you have a couple of days and then the elastic gets too tight.
And then we're done. Yeah. We're done. And also that we, I don't know if it would be like being in one place, but that would be, we would grind. Like, it would be, we have to always change things or we get, and I think that's part of our...
Myself, I could move away forever, but...
No, I...
And I think if anything else was the artist bar as well, we would go in there and we would see, like, a lot of our comedy heroes.
It's an artist bar.
That's like the VIP bar. So,
and you guys
could only go in if you were a comedian.
Well, we're comedians. I don't know about trained or...
No, but you know, you know
the... When do you get to say, I'm a comedian? It's not like you go to school and graduate as a comedian.
There's a theory, isn't it?
What is it?
Is it when you get paid?
Yeah, and also, because I remember, was it Richard Herring said about the 100 gigs?
Oh, possibly. I can't remember.
A comedian said this.
Yeah, some comedian said when you've done 100 gigs.
You're a comedian.
Yeah,
and we've done 100 gigs.
You'll know.
You'll know if you're good or you're shit. Because everyone's shit when they start.
Especially when you've got these, because you write your jokes. Yeah. Right? You think about them. You think they're funny. And then you say them. And then there's sometimes when people don't laugh.
Well, we didn't know you jokes that we had hilarious.
Oh, my God. We're like, this is the joke.
This is the one.
And we're like, guys.
Even together, you had this.
We go, oh, my God, this is it. And then other ones are like, whatever. And they're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh, right? Guys, you want that dog shit? Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
In Canada, and I don't know if this is a UK thing or a North American thing, mums never feel like they're failing every day. They beat themselves up. They're terrible people.
Yeah.
It's a thing here too.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what our whole career is built on, dudes. Exactly.
But you guys feel very calm.
I'm gonna start calling you dude.
Dude. This is a UK thing.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. And I don't think we realise that. And so we do at our shows, we give it, and this was your idea, to give all the audience a card and a pen and get them to write down there.
Shut the fuck up, unbelievable. Two bodies, one brain.
So you can say who? No one knows.
Never.
No. But yeah, so I remember you saying that, and I remember saying, but I'm generally a bit more cynical and a bit negative, and I was like, oh, are people going to do that? I don't know.
People write everything they want to.
Yeah, and you were like, no, they will.
Yeah.
What did you invite them to write?
So we have in our show, and it's been in every show we've ever done in the last 6-7 years, we have a scummy mummy confession. We give everyone a blank card, and we say, write down a story of parenting failure.
Yes.
And then we collect them up, and then we, in the interval, we go through them, because some of them great. But a lot of really funny. So then we condense them down to like the top 8 and then we'll read them out and then the audience cheers which is the funniest or which is the scummiest mummy, and then we get the person out of the audience and crown the queen of scum.
So
that's really great.
That's great.
Do you warn them?
You can have it. Yeah.
truth about, and often it turns into their confessional. That's not always what we're asking. We just say, tell us about something that in your life that you think is, that you want us to discuss. You want our opinion on whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of times it is, it's very often about blowjobs.
We have a very dear close personal friend called
who loves them,
Mother Pucker, and she recently went on a hand job
workshop,
and she said something like a squid, like a squid.
We've done a hand job workshop.
Have you?
One of our very first events. We started off in events in Toronto, and basically
we did not do a blowjob one. She said how?
No. She said hand job.
She said how to do. It's a hand job to end all blowjobs.
And it's called the Claudia.
But so, this is run by a woman, right?
Yes. So what you do is you do your. She's a sex therapist.
Okay.
You do your hands very tight, like a
tighter than you think.
Fast as you.
She gave everybody heirloom carrots.
So you interlace your fingers as tight.
So they have to be heirloom carrots. You can't use normal carrots. Well,
like a purple carrot.
Well, I think you might break it off if it's not heirloom. If it's that tiny, don't do this.
Especially about a heirloom.
If it's a if it's a baby carrot, because that's a size of a
sizable carrot.
You need a sizable
girth.
Yeah.
Big carrots.
Big carrots.
Because you don't want a baby.
Like, do you want like a zucchini?
Or an eggplant.
It's just carrots.
That's quite challenging.
Once Brexit kicks off, we're not even going to have carrots.
I don't really.
Well, can we get, is there any more drinks?
Yeah, we need more.
Whoa! She says, is there more? God, I love you.
I'm going to kill him out of my sequin leggings. Could someone call an ambulance?
Lexi, how long do we have? These are your bottom joggers?
No,
we have to get
more.
What's that? What? Guys, it's 6:20. We almost have to go.
Shit. Okay. I feel like we've just talked about us as well.
Do we start at 6? What time does it start?
6:30.
All right.
Listen, we always finish the podcast like this, right? With it. Scummy Mummy Confession.
Here we go.
Not by smoking tequila on our sequin leggings.
No.
Scummy Mummy Confession.
Do we have one?
Yes, are you giving us one? You were the guest.
Yeah,
what is what's your best sort of
Okay, so we have a book out called Mum Truths. And
available in all good bookshops.
It is.
Just in print.
It is. It went to Russia. It went everywhere. It's in the Czech.
Russia?
It literally everywhere.
Oh my God!
Ours is barely in English.
And it's on Amazon and stores. But there was a time when I was a first time mom, and well, two things. Once I had the first time I had a baby. I told you five. Did I tell you guys this that I didn't have sex for 5 months?
No.
I told my husband it was just a tip. He couldn't put it in.
No, like, you tell me that every day.
All right, sorry.
You can tell them.
I'll tell them another one.
I took 6 months.
Motherhood was a shit show, and I walked out the house, and Nat goes, there's either chocolate or shit on the back of your pants. I don't know what it is. I had a baby strapped to me.
Pants as in trousers.
Trousers. I had trousers on. Sorry.
By the way, she loves chocolate. I was positive it was chocolate, and I was kind
of
joking.
So we had 5 kids between the two of us. Two were newborns, and I looked and I smelt it, and it was not chocolate. There was shit on the back of my pants. We're like walking out the door, and she's like, "Are you changed?" And I'm like, "Fuck no."
She had the Bjorn on, you know.
You know when you pull
the
kids,
then.
And you're like,
you're
and I'm like,
out.
I'm just
yeah.
going with, and
I have other pants up. So
I
think
like, I'm not taking this baby. If you try to put a baby in a Bjorn and the thing,
no, fuck no.
I walked around with real shit on my pants all day, and I was fine.
I have never
amazing.
Respected you more.
Yeah, I know.
I've never fallen more
like,
in love with you.
Real shit.
That
not
call.
Like pretend shit. Real shit. I don't know whose it was.
I'm not sure where
it is. Could have been mine.
It
could have.
No,
anybody.
I don't know.
Yours
anybody,
5 kids.
Anybody
I mean,
shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like that moment on Love Island when they go from, I've enjoyed getting to know you two, let's make this official.
Yeah, yeah. I had shit on me and I was okay with it.
You want her to share on you?
What? You want me to use shit plates? You know those?
Would you like to be my girlfriend?
You don't know a shit plate.
No.
A shit plate.
Oh, we love shit plates.
It's a glass plate you put on your face and people shit on you.
Oh, I had this in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've never been
Have you heard about hot lunch? Oh, we'll talk about it later.
What?
Anyway. I can't say
so advanced in sex. I've got like a high school diploma and she has a PhD in sex.
You dropped out.
You have a PhD in sex.
Barely.
No, not me.
Me?
No. No, you guys get a blowjob.
What?
Give them. I mean, again, casting my mind back to about 10 hours ago.
I've had no complaints.
Your sexless day included a blowjob?
Well.
To finish?
Peter.
No. God, no.
No.
Ridiculous. It was his birthday.
I wasn't hungry. Well, on that bombshell.
Oh, my God. Was this crazy? Is this more crazy?
Is this crazy? This is everything I've ever wanted.
Okay, are we more outrageous than most of your guests?
I mean, when I had my dream...
Like, it's just like talking to me, but if I was Canadian.
I know.
I love it.
This feels like a Doctor Who episode where we're like,
going through. Can we just do one more thing? Can you talk Canadian?
Okay, what do you want us to say? What,
we always imitate anything. We always imitate you guys the way you talk, but no one ever imitates like.
But people say a boot, right? That's an old
about.
Okay, so I'll be like, all right, hey everybody, hey, we're doing Scum and Mum.
I'd like you to say, I'm drinking some maple syrup while I'm riding my moose.
While I'm riding my... No, you have to say it with a non-an accent.
Okay.
Hey,
hey, I'm Canadian. I'm going to ride my moose.
That was better. What do you got?
I'm Canadian. No,
wait, you do have the leg. Are you a man?
Are you a man? Why are you a dude?
Because that makes me feel sexy.
No, that's like Texas.
I fucking
my
love it.
My name is Justin Trudeau.
Okay, that is Texas.
I've got Justin Trudeau socks.
I have Justin Trudeau socks. I am from the UK.
Hello. Fancy that. Fancy a shag, darling.
I love a shag.
Wait, why is that? Guys,
you need to stop watching Austin Powers.
Where's your Australian accent? Come on.
Australian.
No, don't do it. No, no.
Good.
Put it in my jumper.
No, this is our British, like, nasty British.
Stick it in my jumper. Stick it in me jumper. All right, well, this went off the rails.
Casting my mind back to 12 hours ago, but enough of that for now.
I'm
not a savage. Come on.
Oh, my God. Did you finish with the blood of Jesus?
Well, this is...
I mean,
would that fill you up? Not me.
No. Oh God.
No. I don't swallow.
Can I have another salted margarita, please?
No, I don't swallow. Just so you know.
Oh, nobody swallows.
No, do you?
Oh, of course you do. Where do you put
it's
it?
It's organic.
Okay, like this.
It's organic.
And then it comes back out again.
Where do you put it?
In your hand, like. And it shoots it and shows out.
Okay, it's like a tequila shot. Is this where it all breaks down? There's new friendship. Well, suddenly there's a massive.
And
then
you know, this is going to divide us, guys. Brexit.
You know what? Brexit. We're going to talk about this tomorrow at the live show. We got this. We're going to ask the audience.
Raise of hands.
Yeah. Who's what?
Just
okay.
The thought of it.
All right, we love you guys.
Right, I promise you, if you ask that at your live show tomorrow, I will. If you say who swallows, I promise you, I'll stand up.
Thank you.
And I'll raise my hand.
Thank you.
I will make
thank you. And then I'm going to ask you questions.
You know what?
Nat, are you going to be okay?
Are you going to vomit?
All right, I'm a bit drunk. But I feel like the first time I met you, when I was just like, oh no, you're a bit of me. Like, and then it feels like we're going to, because you've got to go back to the other side of the world. It feels like we're going to run out of time. So
I know. I love that feeling.
So you're concerned about our listeners feeling like they just got punched in the face by.
Why are you guys not doing this?
No, because I'm so excited.
Because we're in love with you. Let's show you
how to express that.
I'm a Scorpio.
A Scorpio.
And you?
I don't believe in horse shit, so.
And that's us in a
that's
nutshell.
That's my sign.
And I don't either. I just, sometimes I feel really connected to Tauruses. And so I thought you might
When's
be
When's your
one.
Birthday?
We both have birthdays in October. We're
so
back.
You're both the spiders.
Birthday. I like that one too.
Birthday.
Banana and birthday.
Birthday. You know what? We're going to give you. You might get the full banana tonight. I'm not sure.
I had the full banana last night, darling.
She's still white.
Okay, are you
fucking breather?
You ate the banana last night.
I
sweat through everything.
Go
pee. No, I need to pee. I'm just laughing so hard.
I think this is the start.
This is like a heater right
now. They're trying to talk. You're trying to
see. Guys. All right, we're doing the wrap up. I didn't know.
I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship. And also a terrible one. And you've just witnessed it, and we've enjoyed it. And
oh my God, it's been lovely.
Catnap, we're lovely. We're lovely. Catnap, we're lovely.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Was it worth cutting your vacation short?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're.
Canada.
Here come more
margaritas.
The strippers are coming soon.
Listeners, until next time.
Bye.